Dreamscape presents Poppy's Christmas Cracker by Lee Russell, narrated by Shiromi Arserio. This story is for Poppy. It is also dedicated to Michael, Joe, Philippa, Phil, Rian, Kezia, and Poppy's cousin Lily. 1. It was lucky for me that my boss was also my best friend. Anyone looking through the window of the Sunshine Tea Shop at the beginning of November might have seen the two of us having fun festooning the windows of the cafe with tinsel and other seasonal decorations. Hannah hoped the 2 months leading up to Christmas would be busy for the tea rooms. Although we were rarely short of customers, she often worried that her business was close to financial ruin. The problem, as I saw it, was partly due to her own good nature, because she often waived the bill for customers she thought were struggling financially. I had given up trying to convince her that her open-handed approach was threatening to turn the cafe into a magnet for the needy. "Isn't that the point?" she had said the last time we had discussed the situation. "Needy means they need help, and that's what we're giving them." "You're always complaining about paying the bills," I pointed out. I didn't add that my wages hadn't increased in the 3 years I'd been working for her. "The one has nothing to do with the other," she replied. "Giving away a few quid here and there isn't going to affect the rates or my other horrendous bills." I wasn't sure her argument made sense, but merely shrugged, muttering that she was the boss and it was her business on the line. As we strung up the decorations, Poppy jumped around at our heels, barking with excitement. Eager to join in our new game, my little Jaxu darted off several times with a colourful string of bunting trailing behind her, while my friend chased after her, ignoring my protestations that there was really no point. Poppy was too fast to catch. Time and again she dodged Hannah's outstretched hands. A cross between a Jack Russell Terrier and a Shih Tzu, Poppy was mischievous but undeniably cute, with white legs and tail, and light brown patches on her back. Her bright black eyes and affectionate nature made her utterly adorable. Even people who were not usually dog lovers warmed to her. Not only faster on her feet than a human being, she was also more intelligent than many people I met. 3 years had passed since I inherited Poppy from my great-aunt, along with my picturesque cottage. I had been enchanted by Rosecroft from the moment I saw its soft yellow stone walls, with honeysuckle and clematis growing around the door, and a low white picket fence marking the border of the garden. No doubt my great-aunt had done her best, but she had been frail by the time she died and must have struggled to maintain the property.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?